Greetings, Radioland. Today is the Sabbath. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom, knowledge, and our great pastor gives us a good understanding. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for this door of utterance, our great pastor is coming to you with the word of truth. And as the scriptures say, he's not speaking of himself. He's speaking what his Father sent him and commanded him to speak and to say. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' name. His name is called the Word. We're going to talk to you today about the alienated life from God. 99.75% of the people are alienated from God, the life of God, according to the scripture. Before we get into that, we're going to go back to Moses. Choir, Sister V, go back to Moses.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord saved many things. And those who heard, not all believed, that he was the one indeed. Though they had the law, their minds were carnal. They asked him,
who art thou?
He said, go back to Moses. Nobody but the Spirit of God. Jesus, the name of the Son, his name is called the Word of God. Though the world might know about him, but the sanctified truly know him. Go back to Moses. He wrote of me.
I
am and I the same. Follow and go back to Moses. Awake, awake to righteousness. I'm sent to set the captive free. And ye that receive, to you have power over the enemy. And they that do cleave to the one God has sent, all are alive. He said, go back to Moses. And go back to Moses.
beautiful. Thank God for the choir. These are sanctified soldiers striving to please God. And we're living the life of Christ. Life of holiness. That's what God is calling for. You can Debbie have these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Hope that you got those call letters and numbers.
Yes.
And that you'll drop us a line and let us know if you're enjoying these broadcasts. And let us know if you feel we are in air. Because we want to please God. We want to get it right. But I'm bringing you what God has given me. God gave me what he's given me through leadership, through ones that walk with him.
Yes.
Now that they're going on, we continue steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine.
Yes.
What I'm inspired to go to, it is God that's inspiring me to go here and to go there. Because God said, here a little and there a little will I speak to my people.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day?
Beautiful.
And I believe the Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. I come to fulfill. And everyone that God sends should have that same mind, fulfilling the law of God, fulfilling his word. That is the cross of Christ. You might have a controversy with that. If you do, email me, call me, and we can reason together. Now, Ephesians 4 and 17, let's go there, evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the life of God. And the scripture says, ones are alienated from the life of God. And it's the reason why ones are alienated. It's because of darkness, blind, and it covers the world. As the scripture says, the whole world lieth in wickedness. I believe the scripture.
Yes.
Ephesians 4 and 17, evangelist. Mm-hmm.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind.
So it's all about walking in the spirit and not walking according to what you feel or what you think if it's not according to the scripture. So many feel that Jesus died and rose being in the heart of the earth from Friday to Sunday. However you feel, that's wrong. The scripture says, and the Lord said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And you can't get 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth from Friday till Sunday. And they couldn't get him in the ground in the day on Friday. So it had to be the first night was Friday night if he was in there on Friday, as you say. But now if you start in the midst of the week, as the scripture says, he was cut off in the midst of the week. That's the fourth day. His first night, the fifth night, sixth night, the seventh night, he was there. Seventh night. But his three nights were 4, 5, and 6. The 3 days was 5, 6, and 7. Sometime after the 12th hour on the Sabbath, before night came, he rose. Isn't that beautiful? That's according to the scripture. If you don't believe what the scripture is saying, you are alienated from God's life, because the Lord came according to prophecy, and he died according to prophecy and rose according to prophecy. 18th verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Having the understanding darkened.
Now, the scripture I just read, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Now, you can have this understanding darkened.
Mm-hmm.
By what?
Being alienated.
What?
From the life of God.
That means if you're not putting this life in action, you're alienated from the life. You're not doing it. And many can't do it because they're not around a precept and an example.
Mm-hmm.
And many read about Jesus' life, don't have understanding because they're looking through carnal eyes.
Yes.
Eyes that have been darkened. Mm-hmm. Not having the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Darkened, being alienated from
the life of God.
What?
Through the ignorance that is in
it's
them.
Ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And that ignorance is through what?
Because of the blindness of their heart.
Because the God of this world have blinded these people. It's carnality. He blinded us when we were born in this life.
Yes.
Every man is born in sin. Every man is born blind to God.
That's right. That's right.
And we must be born again, and he must give us sight. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Read the first verse.
Mm-hmm. I therefore,
what?
The prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
Now, God have called us unto a vocation. God didn't call us to be Baptists or Methodists or Presbyterian or to belong to Friends Church, a Highway to Heaven Church, Presbyterian or whatever. He didn't call us to that.
Mm-hmm.
With all lowliness.
Lowliness and meekness.
What?
With long suffering. Forbearing one another in love.
Now that's our vocation, to be called unto love.
Thank God.
And the world loved to say, Jesus said, the new commandment is just love. That's what the summation of keeping God's commandments is.
Yes.
If you love me, he said, keep my commandments. The Lord defined how he defines how he considers love. If you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And we were called to love one another.
Yes, we were.
To love God.
Yes.
What?
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
What?
In the bond of peace.
What?
There is one body.
One body. Now, you may say you're a Christian. You may say you are an Israelite. There's only one body.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
One body and one spirit.
There's one spirit. It's called holy.
Yes.
Because one say they have the Holy Ghost, but they are Methodists.
Right.
It's only one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
We have one hope in our calling to be saved.
Thank God.
One hope in our calling,
yes,
to love one another.
Yes.
One hope in our calling to be holy, because that's what the Father is.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 3. Let's go there. That's our hope here. 425 Laconia Boulevard is to be holy. That's the life that God is calling for. He didn't call us to say, I love the Lord and I trust the Lord. He died for my sins, and yet you're still sinning. That's not the life of God, to yet be sinning. The life is, he says, go and sin no more. 4 and 3, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Remembering.
For this. 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
Oh, 4:3, I'm sorry.
For this is the will of God.
For this is the will of God.
What?
Even your sanctification.
So this is the life to be sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned up. What?
That ye should abstain from fornication.
Abstain, not ob.
Abstain.
From fornication.
Yes.
So many of these churchgoers got these websites hooking up for boyfriends and girlfriends and male friends and female friends, exciting the flesh, which leads to fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain from fornication.
Fornication.
That's the life we choose to live.
Yes.
What?
That every one of you
what?
Should know how to possess his vessels.
Churchgoers don't know how to possess their vessels in sanctification. Most of them don't know how to dress. They're either too sloppy or overdressed, underdressed.
Oh my God.
Everything showing. No kind of standard for God.
All right.
But you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification. And it starts on the inside, the way you think. What?
Not in the lust of concupiscence.
What?
Even as the Gentiles, which know not God.
What?
That no man go beyond and defraud his brother.
No man go beyond and defraud his brother. Brother, what?
In any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such.
What?
As we also have forewarned you and testified.
What?
For God hath not called us unto
uncleanness. God hath not called us unto uncleanness.
But unto holiness.
That's our vocation.
Yes.
Holiness, not Baptist, not Catholic or Catholicism, not Judaism, but holiness. That's
holiness.
What he called us for. Let's go to Ephesians 4:1. Let's go back there again. And so many are alienated from this life because the preachers tell the people he died for your sins. Nobody can help but sin. That's a lie. If you're yet sinning, you're alienated from the life of God. 4:1, read it again.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
Paul, a prisoner, because God had captured him from that devil.
Mm-hmm.
He belonged to God now. He was in a place where he couldn't get out from God. He didn't want to. Prisoner of the Lord, what?
Beseech you
what?
That ye walk worthy
what?
Of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
So in other words, let's not take his name in vain. Let's walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. 11th verse, what does it say?
And he gave.
Now this is what God have done that ones might not be alienated from that life.
Mm-hmm.
He gave some.
Some apostles.
Not everybody, but some apostles. There's a lot today. Walking around looking like they are, what's this group? With the Commodores. With little epilepsy on the shoulder. Call themselves the Apostle. Looking like little toy soldiers. That God didn't call us for that junk. That's clown stuff.
That's right.
He gave some apostles what?
And some prophets.
Then you got some walking around with little staffs in their hands saying they're back in the days of Jesus and Moses with a staff. Walking around with half dresses on, half capes.
All right.
We're not dressed like that anymore. What do you call those little shoes? Not moccasins. We call them things slippers? Sandals. Walking around in sandals, they should be on the beach on pavement. Come on. Prophets what?
And some evangelists.
Some.
And some pastors and
he gave some of these. All these pastors. You know, see these signs, Pastor BB and Bo Bebo and all the stuff. God didn't call all these funny, I'm not going to talk about the name. But he didn't call these pastors if they're not preaching holiness and
that's
keeping
right.
God's commandments.
That's
now,
right.
You have these churches say they're churches so-and-so of holiness. That's a holiness church. But if you're not preaching the commandments of God, you're not in holiness.
That's right.
Read.
For the perfecting of the
now,
saints.
Now, that's the life of God. Perfecting
of the saints.
Perfecting of the saints.
For the
didn't
work.
Say Christian saints.
Okay, saints.
Perfecting of the saints. What?
For the work of the ministry.
Now that's the work we are in. That's the life. Perfecting holiness.
Yes. For that, the edifying.
What? Edifying
of the body.
That's
of Christ.
The life of God. To be edified is just like you have implants.
All right.
Daily you may have to pick off leaves.
Yes.
dung it. That's the life of a plant.
Mm-hmm.
You're being picked.
Yes.
Edified.
Yes.
What?
Till we all.
What?
Come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of
so,
the knowledge.
If you're under the teaching in holiness, you get the vision as you clean yourself up, as God is cleaning you up. As you walk this way, you get more knowledge of the Son.
Yes.
But it's because you're purifying yourself, not stuck in a place thing where I couldn't help but sin. You never get a vision on God.
All
you're yet in darkness.
All right.
Unto the stature, what?
Of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man.
Unto a perfect, I know that word is taboo to so many churchgoers out there because of these old jackleg preachers. But that's not taboo here.
No, it's not.
Paul is letting you know plainly, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What?
Unto the measure of the stature.
What?
Of the fullness of
the
Christ.
Of the fullness of Christ. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read 22nd verse. What does it say?
That ye put off concerning the former
conversation. So this all form of conversation.
The old man.
Well, what are you? I'm African Episcopal. That's the former conversation. Well, what are you? Well, I'm really non-denominational. We love everybody. We get with everybody. That's the former conversation. That's according to ignorance.
Yes.
You don't know God.
That's right.
That you put off the former conversation,
the old man.
What?
Which is corrupt.
What?
According to the deceitful lust.
And what?
And be renewed.
That's the life being renewed daily.
In the spirit of your mind.
Renewed in the spirit of your mind. What?
And that ye put on the new
That's
man.
That's the life that God called us to. Putting on the new man.
Yes.
What?
Which after God is created.
Now, if this new man is after God, you're created in righteousness.
Righteousness.
Now, the preachers say all of our righteousnesses were as filthy rags. True, that's the scripture. But the Lord said it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
That's what God wants to put on.
Righteousness
created in him. And what?
True holiness.
It don't say Baptist. It says true
holiness.
Holiness. What?
Wherefore, putting away lying.
So let's stop lying, saying Sunday is the rest day. You are lying. Because the scripture don't tell you that. And that's not according to the life of God.
Yeah.
The life of God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right.
That's the life that we're in. The life that so many are alienated from.
All right.
Put away lying. Speak every man.
Truth. With his neighbor.
Well, if you're going to speak truth, it says thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and thy law
is the truth.
So we're speaking according to God's law.
Yes.
That's why he said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
We speak truth.
Yes.
And he came to bear witness to the truth, which is his word. Read.
Yes. Speak truth with his neighbor.
What?
For we are members one of another.
Let me what?
Be ye angry.
Be angry.
And sin
so
not.
So don't get upset because you sound like you're angry, Pastor. I am. I'm angry at these old false preachers and these people that say they're called by his name but go about eating their own bread and wear their own apparel.
Oh,
God is angry too. Read.
Yes. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
What?
Neither give place to
so
the devil.
So we don't give place to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those that follow the Lord taught any differently. Go to 1 Peter.
All
1
right.
Peter 5 and 8. They taught the same thing. Let's not give place to the devil. But these old preachers tell you, you can't help but give place to the devil. That's what they're saying when they tell you, you can't help but sin. You are giving place to the devil and you're of the devil. Because God did not say that.
All right.
1 Peter 5 and 8, what does it say?
Be sober.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
These people are drunk in these churches on the notion that he died for you. He did. But let's not get drunk into that. Let's go on to perfection.
Yes.
Not building again the foundation of repentance.
Yes.
Let's go on to perfection. They don't want to tell you that.
All right.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
Be vigilant. What?
Because your adversary, the devil,
what?
As a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom
he
may devour.
He's seeking to devour God's people.
Yes.
Said he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, that dragon, that's who that devil is. What?
Right. Whom resist steadfast.
Now it says, resist. Now, if you don't have power, and if you can't help but sin, what's the point of resisting?
That's right.
And when you're going to yield the next day? What's all the point of resisting any time when you're going to fail the next time?
All right.
Resist means don't give that devil any place.
That's right.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith. What?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Isn't that beautiful? They have the same trial and test, but the difference is they don't have any incentive to go forward because they're born for that.
Yes.
And so were you and I, but we that have been born again, now we are in the life of God.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 Peter, Ephesians 4 and 28. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4 and 28. Let's go back there.
Right.
I thank God for understanding, and my understanding have not been darkened. I have been enlightened.
All right.
The scripture says, as you see the light, walk in the light. And this is for everyone to hear my voice. Read 4 and 28.
Let him that stole.
Now, wait a minute. Let him that stole.
Steal no more.
Now, wait a minute. So that means, it yet means thou shalt not steal. Because if you couldn't help but steal, they say, well, he that stole, try not to steal anymore. But if you do, you have an advocate. They ain't telling you that.
No.
Let him that stole,
steal
no more. That means you're able to do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But rather, let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
Now let's go to James 2 and 8. Let's see if James saying the same thing as Paul. Now they may have not been in the same place at many times, but they had the same mind.
That's right.
In other words, we're not going to break God's commandments.
All right.
If we stole, we're stealing no more. If we lie, we're going to stop lying.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
James 2 and 8, what does it say?
If ye fulfill the royal law.
Now, wait a minute. Say, well, you know, all those laws done away with. Not the royal law. And none were done away with. They were fulfilled by him being that sacrificial lamb.
Yes.
That means the law of sacrifice and the remedy for sin was in his blood. But the royal law, that is God's divine law. It's never and never will be done away with. That's God's word.
Mm-hmm.
The royal law. If ye fulfill the royal law. What?
According to the scripture.
What?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
So what is God saying?
Ye do well.
If you keep my commandments, then ye have love one to another.
Yes.
Then that's when you love me, when you love your brother and your sister.
That's right.
When you love your neighbor, you love me.
Yes.
And you're fulfilling the law.
Yes.
And if you're fulfilling the law, you have the love that God is calling for.
All right.
What?
Ye do well.
Ye do well. What?
But if ye
and I believe the scripture says, don't get weary in well doing.
That's right.
What?
But if ye have respect to persons,
what?
Ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
So I don't care what ones may say. When you say that Sunday, the first day of the week, is the day of rest, you're convinced that, I'm convinced that you are transgressing God's law, because the royal law says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it says the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. The Lord said he was Lord of the Sabbath, not the first day of the week.
All right.
So you're convinced to me as being a transgressor. What do you say?
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point.
Do you understand what the scriptures say? So they say, well, if you break one, you're guilty of more. That's why God knows you couldn't do it. That's not what the scripture's telling you. Then you know, don't break one, because if you break one, you might as well have broke the other.
That's right.
And you can keep them all.
Yes.
If ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin, are convinced of the law as transgressors, but whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet what?
Offend in one point.
What?
He is guilty of all.
So you say, well, we just don't recognize that Sabbath. We don't steal. We don't lie. At least not, we don't practice that. Well, you're a transgressor. You're yet sinning when you don't keep the Sabbath day holy. And you can't keep something holy if you don't live holy.
That's right.
So if you're a Baptist, you're out of his will, period. Or anything else other than holiness.
That's right.
But what?
For he that said, do not commit
adultery.
There's
that royal law. There it is. Thou shalt not commit adultery. What?
Said also, do not kill.
What?
Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill,
what?
Thou art become a transgressor of the law.
Well, that's plain here. So if you are...